Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud, Nida Lamed Beis, Nida 32a, pagination is 63. We'll start on the facing page at the start of the fourth perek. Benos Kusim, the daughters of Kusim. Kusim are a specific sect. We could phrase it as within the Jewish people. They converted to Judaism under duress because they were living in the land of Israel and lions were eating them, and they decided that they needed to address the spiritual issues, and they converted to Judaism. Turned out later that they still had idols and their conversion was not reliable, and they become a subject of quite a bit of discussion in the Talmud, both from the original status and then the revised status. In any case, our Mishnah says that the daughters of Kusim are nidos me'ari sason. They are considered nidos from the cradle, from the youngest age. They're already considered nidos. And obviously, two pieces here have to be explored. Number one, nidos so young? And number two, why are Benos Kusim different than Benos Yisrael? The Mishnah continues, based on the fact that Kusim women are considered nidos, starting from the cradle, but all the way up, they're considered nidos. Whatever they did to observe Taras HaMishpacha did not qualify in the eyes of the Mishnah. And therefore, v'akusim mitame mishkav tachton ke'elyon mipnei she'hein bo'ale nidos. The husbands are considered living with a nida, so they themselves also have ritual impurity because of that event. V'hein yoshvos al kol dam v'dam. And the problem over here is that the women, the kusim, are considering themselves nidos on any type of blood, regardless of what occurred. What does this mean? So I will mention, just to jump to practical halacha, the way we observe nida, this problem would be totally avoided, because we require Zayin Nikiyim, 7 clean days, for a woman to become tahora. Basically, her period starts, she becomes forbidden to her husband. That day counts as day one, but she needs a total of 5 days before, on the afternoon of the fifth, she could do her hefsek taira, and that will transition her, if it's a clean bedika, that the next day will be day one of the 7 clean days. Important to focus that we are requiring 7 clean days. The more you learn on the topic, the more you'll recognize the terminology, but it's like a Zava Gidola status that we need 7 clean days before you go to mikvah. That is expressed in the Gemara as Benos Yisrael Echmiru Al Atzman. The daughters of Israel were strict, and the scholars accepted their stringency. They wanted to play it clean, simple, 7 clean days, no room for confusions. The Benos Kusim were observing the laws of Nida as they understood them, and they were observing them according to the strict letter of the law in the case of Nida. Uniquely, in the case of Nida, from the time that the flow begins, you don't have a 5 and 7, according to biblical law, if you know that it's a Nida case. You actually can have the flow continuing throughout the 7 days until finally there's a hefsek time, a separation, after which she can go to mikvah. So she can go to mikvah, according to biblical law, Nida, after the conclusion of 7 flow days. What the Kusim were doing wrong was that they were starting their days of Nida even on a siding of blood, on a flow of blood that we would have called mucus, that was not red, and they were counting the start of their 7 days. Picture the scene. On the first day on the calendar, you're dealing with a day that, according to us, knowledge and tradition, she's still Tahora, permitted to her husband. And they are already counting the first day of the Nida 7 flow days. On the second day that she's counting, she finally sees red. That's the first day, halachically, of her 7 clean days. The result is that when she's going to mikvah, we have not counted 7 days of the count. She's counting from a day earlier than was halachically correct. Rashi describes this. Rashi says, "Im tire ba'osam yemei nidos dam adom," if during the days that she's counting as nida days, flow days, she ends up seeing red, finally, "Eina mola mona elam yom re'iya rishona," she's still counting from the time of the first sighting, which wasn't red. Doesn't count towards the dirty days, the flow days of nida. "Va'osa dam yorok tohar haya," and that blood was called green or yellow. It wasn't red. "Omeri'iya sheniya hitzricha limnos," she's supposed to be counting from what she calls the second sighting, which to us is the first time that she's seeing red on this cycle. And therefore, they're considered nidos because they didn't go to mikveh at the right time. And their husbands are living with them, so they're also tamei. Concludes the Mishnah. "Ve'en chayavim aleihem bi'as mikdash ve'en sofrim aleihem as haturuma mepnei she'atem asan safek." It is a doubt. It's not 100% that they are still tamei. Maybe everything was in sync, their mistaken plan and our tradition system. Maybe it was in sync this past time, and maybe she did go to mikveh at the right time, and maybe the husband went to mikveh since his last time being with his wife improperly. But we're not sure. And therefore, we're going to observe this l'chumra only. We wouldn't burn teruma if such a thing occurred, if teruma was touched by such a person. So the Gemara asks, "Hey Chidami, what's the case? If a woman does see blood, even at a young age, so our daughters would also be tamei from such a thing. And if they didn't see, so why are you being careful all the way from the cradle?" So the Gemara answers, "We don't know anything. They saw, they didn't see, we don't know. There are some girls who do see blood emitted. We're being careful." And the Gemara on today's Daf Amud Aleph, the facing page here, cites a number of examples where a child had a nida experience, and that's why it's called a miut. We have such expressions abound in halacha, whether it's miyat hamatsui or miyat she'eno matsui, we have these expressions by insects. How frequent is it to find an insect in such produce, and therefore does it need to be checked or not? Is it common or uncommon, even if it's a minority, even if it's unusual? But how frequently is this unusual? The Gemara says, "Amantana dechayish lemiyuta." The concept of worrying about even something that's not so common is Reb Meir. Reb Meir is concerned with abnormalities, as we have cases by Chalitza that this is discussed. The Gemara wonders, is this really common enough? If it's totally uncommon, so then even Reb Meir would not worry about it. And the Gemara says, like I mentioned, it is common enough that it existed, at least on some occasions. So we now understand the concept of the Benos Kusim not calculating properly, and that indeed sometimes it happens that someone at a very young age could already experience Nida status. Says the Gemara, it's about a quarter of the way up. The first words on the line are Uchishemen Beatzmosav. And the Gemara says, Ihochi didanami, the same thing should be true about our women. And the Gemara answers, Anan didarshinon isha v'isha. We darshan the concept of v'isha v'chichazion mefarshi luhu. And if a young girl would see, we would observe the laws of Nida with her. So the rabbis never stepped in and made this legislation. Inu delo darshi isha v'isha. But the kusim do not darshan this. V'chichazion lo mefarshi luhu. They do not separate from an underage girl who experiences Nida. Gazru b'hu rabbanon. The rabbis stepped in with this legislation to be very strict. Mai isha v'isha. What is this drasha of the extra vav, detanya? Isha, ein li elo isha, a woman who has such an experience. She's an adult. Tinokas bas yom echad lenida minayin. How do you know that the youngest age girl, if she experienced nida, she would have these halachas apply? Tamad lomar v'isha as well. And the kusim did not accept this drasha. They didn't observe it. And therefore, we have these complications that the Mishnah is describing as areas of stringency because we're concerned that they were not observing and reporting Tomas Nida properly. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.